because that's where I want y'all to go. 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want to preach this morning as long as I can, about 20, 25 minutes, whatever. My sermons are like baloney. I can cut them off anywhere. But I'm glad I'm saved. 1 Samuel 3, are you there? I got a good message. That's why I got an even better one tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. Woo! Can't wait till tonight. But I better get this one over. The Bible said that, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, that's the preacher man, and his eyes became waxed dim that he could not see, getting ready to sleep, and he also was suffering blindness. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. I'm afraid that that's what's happened today. The lamp has went out in most churches today, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Samuel, thank God for him. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I," though he thought it was Eli calling, "for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Hey, here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, go lie down again." And Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli, sometimes us preachers, we're about to have nuts. Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore, Eli, giving some instructions, said, "Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." This, what a wonderful story. I love Bible stories. Don't you, Chad? I love Bible stories. What a wonderful story of a woman who was barren. Her name was Hannah. What a wonderful story how that God opened her womb and because she had prayed and she was so burdened. And you know, her husband had another wife, and that wife made fun of her. And she was so burdened, and she got so much in prayer, Sean, that the priest thought she's drunk. I wish some of us get so enamored with God and in prayer. Not one of these fake things, not one of these I want to be heard things. No, you're so burdened to God that you sound like a drunk. You're sold out to God. Somebody help me preach. I want y'all to know this call of on Samuel's life was going to impact the whole world. Samuel was going to be the man that would anoint the king. Samuel would be the man that would lead in the Passover. Samuel would be a paramount transforming man of God. I want you to know something. He was going to hear the voice of God from time to time, and God was going to do great things through him. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of voices out there. Some of you are so caught up with your Fox News, CNN news. Some of you in your music, your soul jam, and some of your junk you listen to. You got more interest in Oprah than you do Jesus, and you listen more to Dr. Phil than you do Jesus. Somebody help me preach. I'm going to preach this morning. I want to preach on this subject. Can you hear me now?
Amen.
Can you hear me now? Let me say three or four things by way of introduction. First of all, he had a right parent. It's family day. Thank God for parents who teach their children to know the voice of God. Amen. Amen. Hannah told God, you give him me and I'll give him to you. She was a right parent. She wasn't a parent that was putting bitty football above the call of God. Lord have mercy, now they got 5 and 6 year old football. I don't know. And you know, used to be they had it on Saturdays. Not anymore. Gotta be Sunday. And all our family, you know, we'll really pick up here about October 15th because all the bitty ball families will be back. Oh, it's quiet. Oh, Lord God, y'all don't have to die on me. So many voices. Had a real parent. Actually, she put him in the right place. You in church this morning? You in the right place. You know, they ain't left preaching about church. Jesus said, upon this rock I build my fellowship. Upon this rock I build my worship center. Upon this rock I build my campus. No, he said, upon this rock I build my church. I want you to know my life has been impacted by the worship in the church. My life's been impacted because I've always been under a great old-fashioned preacher. My life's been impacted because God placed me in a place like this to preach the word of God. Somebody help me preach. You want to thank God for this church and that you're not in a dead one.
Amen.
I'm just building my platform.
Yes, sir.
Not only was he had a right parent in the right place, I like this here. Eli had his faults. He's too fat. Well, he was. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was going to pay for your diet this week. You know that. Mine too. I'm fatter than you are, so don't worry about it. He's too fat. That's why he fell and broke his neck. Because he's a fat man. But hold on, man. Hold on, man. He's still a man of God.
Amen.
And you know what? It took him a little while. But he finally figured out it was God that was calling that boy.
Amen.
I want y'all to know something. Not only do you thank God for right parents and right places, but you all thank God you got the right preacher.
Amen.
I could be one of them little old fellas that come to church today in my t-shirt and my skinny jeans and my necklace on. And I want you to be user-friendly, and I got a few earrings in my ear, and I'm just about to get jamming. How ridiculous.
Amen.
I want all y'all to know the priest back then had a holy garment on.
Amen.
He had a special garment on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know one guy used to come here. He's fired. He ain't coming back. He said, well, I want to dress down to the people. Listen to me, I ain't asking you, I don't care how you dress to come to church, but you hear me out. I'm not dressing, I know I'm built like two ice cream cones upside down. I'm not very good looking, but I try to dress my best. I try to look my best. I try to honor y'all. I try to be respectful. And by the way, it's high time that instead of lowering the bar, we need to raise the bar.
Amen.
And I know I ain't getting to my preaching, but I'm getting there. And by the way, now I'll start preaching. He had a right provision. He had the call of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you're a preacher, a layman, a sinner, or a saint. You ought to thank God for the call of God. How many times has God been calling you in this congregation? How many times have you heard the voice of God in this congregation? And yet you haven't responded. Yet you have not succumbed. Yet you haven't surrendered. Yet you haven't yielded. I want to say one more time, can you hear me now?
Amen.
How many times do I have to come to you? I'll give you four things, or five, or 10, 15, whatever, that you need to hear God about.
Amen.
Number one, can you hear me now concerning salvation?
Amen.
Yeah. I ask all y'all, how many of y'all ever heard of the death of Christ? Raise your hand. That Jesus died. Raise your hand if you ever heard of it. I don't care if you're saved, lost. Everybody. There's some of you in this room. If you die, you're going to be in hell. Oh, yeah. Because, see, you've got to hear the voice of salvation. Listen to this. Come unto me, and all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Listen to this. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Let whosoever will come. Most of y'all know how to be saved. It's through the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection. Somebody help me. I heard God when I was a boy in that little Presbyterian church. Evangelist named Rice was there. I can't think his first name. May have been Mickey. He preached to me as a little boy. I heard him, but I didn't hear him. I was a teenager, had a youth pastor that I was weird. I went to the Presbyterian church to please my mama. I went to the Baptist church at times to play basketball, and I went to the Church of God to please a woman. But the Baptist church guy, that guy's the one that made the impact to me. I never forget this 14-year-old boy, and he come to me and he said, John David, you saved? I said, I go to my mom's church. He said, I didn't ask you. He said, you saved? I said, no, Bob, I'm not saved. He said, you need to get saved. And you know, I'm still kind of an idiot. And I pushed him away because I didn't want to hear it. But on January 31st, 1973, really for the first time in reality, I heard God's call in my life to be saved. Man, he called me, Paul, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? But I'm glad that day on a Wednesday night prayer meeting when it was kind of a different service, this old boy came and got saved by the grace of God. There's people in this room today. You're lost. You've been hearing it. You've been listening. But listen, you're really not hearing it. Can you hear me now? Jesus saves. Can you hear me now? He was buried. Can you hear me now? He arose. Can you hear me now? Whosoever will can be saved.
Amen.
Don't let your pride. Don't say you're too bad. He came to save sinners, not good people. Can you hear me now? He calls by the scripture. Yeah. He calls by other saints inviting you to church. Some people invite you today. Whether you know or not, they wanted to invite you so you'd get saved. Can you hear me now? I want to go a little deeper. Can you hear me now? I want to speak to you about something else. Can you hear the voice about your sin? Oh, I know we don't preach this much. David committed adultery. David then committed murder. And I got a sermon about that, so I ain't getting over on that yet. And then David A preacher man came to him, told him a little parable. He's the king, he's the big king. Told him a parable. This guy down went down, the old poor guy had a ewe lamb, and these other guys had a lot of lambs, and you know, and he went down and he took his lamb and his only lamb and away from him. And David got mad. David got mad. You know what David said? Bring him to me. That's Smithology. I'll butcher him. I'll kill him. I'll destroy him. That's what David said. Then the preacher did this. I'm going to do it. Thou art to man. I want you to know something. Here's what bothers me. Hey, some of you never deal with your sin till you get caught. And then you do it again. And again. And then you get caught again and again. Quiet in here now, ain't it? I'm talking about sin in your open life. Come on now. There's some folks that got out openly sinning. We don't preach about that much anymore. We don't preach about drinking much anymore. We don't preach, no. We're afraid that we're going to get offensive to somebody. We don't even speak about using dope anymore because so many people's on it. And we don't even preach about adultery anymore and pornography anymore. Can you hear me now? Are you in that junk? And I know what some of you are going to do. You're going to leave this church, get out in your car. And you're going to say, well, that's just preaching. You know what's happening? We won't deal with our open sin. We don't even deal with our private sin. And I'm not even going to talk about drinking and cussing and gambling and social drinking and all that. I'm going to talk about some other stuff. How about people that gossip and talebear and tear other people down to build themselves up? And all they do, hey, is tear another servant down so they can build themselves up. Why don't you let God build you up instead of you tearing somebody down all the time? And you already got a reputation being the biggest gossip in the world. You'll never be used of God. Everybody knows you're a talebearer. Everybody knows you're envious of people and jealous. Can you hear me now? No, you could go here and go talk about that man of God. And you could go and say, oh, Preacher Smith's getting a little older. I think he's getting a little too soft. That probably changed that today. You know, he'll let somebody preach I don't really in favor of. Won't you get off of it, jerk? I'll let preach who I think God wants to preach and who put you in charge anyway. I'm preaching now. Yes, sir. All these little private innuendos. I wish he'd get out of here. Can you hear me now? I'm dead serious. Let me go on. Can you hear me now about your service for God? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Can you hear me now? God wants you sold out to him. God wants you serving him somewhere in the church. If everybody just do something in the church. And by the way, if you can't do something in the church, don't tell me you're called out to do something else. Amen. You mad at me? No, you're not. I'm kidding, Lois. Can you hear me now? For it's about service in the church, out of the church. Amen. Have you some of you saying, well, I'd go ahead. God's called me to preach. God's called me to mission field. But I'm afraid I can't make it financially. I came down here in 1978. Wayne, you know I didn't have much money. And y'all couldn't pay me a lot. You know that. But those people helped me out. Y'all helped me out. You let me preach revivals to kind of supplement myself, take care of my family. But I want you to know something. I wasn't ready to go. I wasn't ready to go full time. But God told me to go full time. What's some of you doing? You're out there wrestling on your little job. You pet this little thing. You're going to pet your little pet project. You can pet your little service you think you're doing for God. Why don't you really, instead of making everybody else miserable, won't you get right with God and sell out? I made my wife so miserable. She couldn't hardly live with me. I want to go full-time, honey, but I got to make sure we're going to make a living. I'm glad I had a godly wife. You know what she said? God's provided this far. Go on down, Tate Valley. I said, man, what if they don't like me? I found out that quick. She said, go anyhow. 41 years and 2 months later, I'm still cranking, still preaching. We're God, God's, He provides. I got a God, I surrender to you, surrender. Maybe it's not full-time service. Just surrender to God to do something for Him. Can you hear me now? I'm always quiet in here. Would somebody shout for me? I'm almost done. I'm going to really get after it now. Then a voice about just you selling out to God. You know what? I got two calls this week. For the first time, I can't. Full-time positions in Virginia. Two preachers want a full-time youth pastor. For the first time, I ain't got one. First time, I asked him if he'd take a single guy. He's getting back with me. Let me give you a service about selling out, and I'm done. Everybody love me. Raise your hands if you still halfway love me. Okay. Listen to this verse. First time I read this, I thought, what kind of God am I serving? Till I understood it. Jesus said to his disciples, he that hateth not his mother and his father and his brother and his sister cannot be my disciple. He said that. How many in here love your mom and dad? How many kids right there? That was kind of weird. Sounded different. Didn't it? Do you love your mom and dad? Well, Jesus told you to hate them. Now, do you really think he meant hate him? Or do you think he had a bigger meaning? Bigger meaning. Here's what he meant. I want you to love me so much. Love me so much. Love me so much that in comparison, it looks like you hate your mom and dad. You don't hate your mom and dad. You just love me so much. That's selling out to God. Amen. That's saying I'm hook, line, and sinker in. Then I'll give you one more. A voice about stewardship. The Bible said it is called of a steward to be faithful. Listen to me. You want to be used to God? Here's the first thing you do. Attend church faithfully. And then every week or month you get paid, you pay 10% of your money. That's God. And we're having a special offering a little bit. It ain't about tithe, or mission money's above that. You don't give a dime till you pay your tithe. And this is going to be a little straight, but I'm going to do it in a mild way, as much as I can. Let me ask you this question. I want to ask you a question. I'll be honest. You pack at home. Do you carry at home? If I broke into your house, or somebody broke in your house, to rob you, maybe harm you and your wife, would you like that?
No.
Would it make you mad?
Yes.
You'd probably do something to protect your wife.
Yes.
I ain't telling you to shoot nobody, okay?
I'm glad you didn't say it was you coming.
No, I'm not coming.
I wouldn't want to shoot
Chad might come, but I ain't coming. No, I'm serious. Would you like it somebody come robbed your house?
No.
Would you, Rich? Yet, the plate comes by, and you don't put a tithe in, and you're robbing God.
That's right.
Amen. You're right.
And don't even talk about sacrifice until you can do that. Why is it so quiet in here? You know, a lot of Baptists are saved, but their pocketbook isn't. You know what? We could pay this church off by January 1st this year if everybody get the hooks out of the money and say, "It's yours, Lord." How you doing, buddy? You paying attention, ain't you? I love you, by the way. You know what? I don't know if your mom has told you. I pray for you every day. I do. I've been praying for your mommy too. She's doing good. And she loved. Can I kiss you on the cheek? I do love y'all. Let me ask you, I'm done. Hey, Dave, I'm trying to get that down for each other. Oh, Lord, 7 minutes over. Somebody's going to have a heart attack. We still got an offering, don't leave. One last, I'm going to do every section. Can you hear me now? 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 And if you can, why don't you do something about it? Stand with your head bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. How many right now say, "Preacher Smith, if I die today, I know I'm going to heaven." Raise your hand. Hold them high. If you don't know, don't raise them. Please don't. Thank you. Let me ask you something. How many right now say, "Preacher, before I die, or before the Lord comes, I want to know I'm going to heaven. I don't want to die and go to hell. I do know Jesus died for me, was buried, rose again." How many right now that couldn't raise your hand and say you're saved, but boy, you heard his voice this morning. You just say right now, say, "Preacher, before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to know I'm going to heaven." Raise your hand right now and say, "Pray for me." I see those two hands. Hold them up there. Thank you. Somebody else. Now, would y'all look at me? Hey, you too, would you look at me? I ain't embarrassing, okay? Nobody else looking but me. Do y'all really want to be saved? Come on. Just come on. Come on. Don't let nothing hinder you. Come on. Somebody else shout. Come on. Come on. Yes, 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 yes. Can you hear me now? Anybody else unsaved? They're going to come. A lady lead her to the Lord. Now. How many of you got a sin? Bow your head. Got a sin in your life that you ain't dealt with? Raise your hand if you be honest. Come on. Now what I want you to do is come and deal with it right now. Just deal with that sin so you can get where God can use you. How many right now feel God's calling to full-time ministry and you ain't had enough faith to do it, but you want to do it? Raise your hand. All right. How many of you right now believe God's calling you to be a preacher or a missionary? Raise your hand right now. Been putting it off? Yes. Man, you need to do business with God. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I'm not totally sold out. I want to be. Slip your hand up. Come on. Here's the invitation. Anywhere in this message that it touched you, I want you to come and stay now. We're going to do our offering and baptisms. Let's sing. Father, touch this invitation. Save other people. Help people to get right with personal sin and deal with it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Savior,
can you hear me now? The people went and got baptized. Yeah, man. Keep coming. People are getting saved right now. Hey, man.
I will follow.
Yeah. Y'all go ahead and be seated. Rest yourself. Get an ocean, you want to come forward, you go ahead. Miss Sherry, hope it's home. Oh, to me, Sherry.
Preacher, this is Tiffany Morris. She's Charlene's granddaughter, and she just has came back to the Lord. She's been
just
saved.
Just got back to God, amen. Amen. Now do you know if you die you go to heaven and everything's good? Amen. Aren't you glad they found their place?
Yes, it's holy.
We're still dealing here, okay? We do this careful. This is life changing. Hold a minute. Talk to me, brother.
This is Earl, and Earl just asked Jesus Christ to save him.
Earl, just. Hey, Earl. Welcome to the family of God, son. Your name just got written in heaven. It wasn't written with a number two pencil. It was written by the blood of Jesus because of his blood. And you can't erase it. And don't let the devil tell you this ain't real. You just take him back to September 29th, 2019. And you heard the preacher say, can you hear me now?
Amen.
All right. Give him a hand.